Yo, what up, everybody out there in podcast land? Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. Shouts out to all of my dance teachers out there rocking with the podcast, sharing it. This is episode number 201. And if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, this is a dance teacher resource podcast where we talk about tips, tricks, and strategies and things to work on in class. And today, I'm going to do a throwback Thursday edition, and I want to talk about a song that I have on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop for Beginners album. If you don't have it, make sure you follow me on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and you can also download the song on iTunes. But the song is called Bounce. All right, so there's the purpose for writing this song has a lot of moves in there that are throwback moves, right? So in class from time to time, I don't know, you know, some of my teachers out there, if you do throwback classes, this is a good one. Like I just did in some of the assemblies that I was doing, I've been doing a lot of Zoom school assemblies, and I'll spotlight some of the teachers to do a throwback, actually a TikTok challenge. And this will be fun for my teachers to the podcast as well. It's called the Early 2000s Challenge. And just look it up. You have different versions, different songs. The one I did had the shoulder lean on there, lean back, walk it out, chicken noodle soup. It was just real fun, and teachers had a great time every time. And I did it like a follow the leader kind of thing. And so I was like, you know, anytime the song comes on, if you know it, follow me. And if not, follow me as well. We're going to have a good time. And the teachers really enjoyed that. So they got me to thinking. I was like, I remember writing a song where I was trying to teach my students some of the throwback moves, in there. And I wanted to put it into a song form. So I picked the song Bounce. Now, in the Bounce song, if you don't know some of the moves on there, I explain the chorus to you because I don't call out the dances as much. But on the chorus, when I say the first four counts, I go, let me see you bounce. Come on, come on. And that's just bouncing side to side, like hands on your knees, and you go right to left. So it's like right, left, right, left. Then it goes, let me see you shake. Now that part right there, I step to the side, like to the right and the left, but I'm doing the Harlem shake with my shoulders. And so for my teachers out there, if you're taking notes, look up how to do the Harlem shake for beginners. And then once you see that, you see the movement of the shoulders and the arms, and then apply that to stepping side, you know, to the right side, to the left side, Harlem shake right, Harlem shake left. And then when it goes rock, there's a four count on that. And when I rock, it's like a dance we used to do called the Reebok, where it goes, you know, it's also done, you'll see it on my video, the Santa Shuffle. And for my teachers, if there's any of these moves, you're on, if you're like, Mr. Chris, I don't know what that move is, show it to me. Send me a DM. And my Instagram is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Shoot me a DM on whatever move you have a question about, and I will either send you a link or send it back, you know, like a short video so you can see. But it's like the Reebok, so it's a four count. So you go to the right, you go one, two, and then you slide, boom. And then it goes stomp. And I wanted to do, it was like my introduction for my students for stepping, right? So, you know, it's like stomp right, left, and clap, clap. And that's the chorus. So within the chorus, you have just a bounce, which is a groove. Then you have a throwback move, the Harlem Shake. Look that up, how to do the Harlem Shake. So in this episode, there's going to be a few things in there. It won't be just be one throwback Thursday move, but because this song has many. So look up how to do the Harlem Shake for beginners. And then the rock is the Reebok. And I think it was, you know, a lot of the social dances back then, you know, when we were learning those, there was no YouTube there. So it was, you could only, like, you, dances would come to different regions, and then they had different names. Like, sometimes there's a lot of, there's a video out on YouTube now where he goes through all the old school dances, and I'm like, wow, I didn't know that that was the name of that dance, because in Cincinnati, we called it something else. So, within the course, it has stepping, Harlem Shake, and Reebok. Those are throwback moves. Now, in the first verse, there's lots. There's one, we start off the verse talking about crumping. I say, let me see you crump. So there's some basic moves. There's like chest pops, there's arm swings. Look up When you go to your YouTube search, Crump, which is spelled K-R-U-M-P, Dance for Beginners. And what you want to do is find, now this one you can be kind of flexible. You can use any move you want to, right? But just, it goes, you know, the whole time when I say, let me see you just crump real high and then take it down low. Like, it's just where you place your arms. And you can step side to side while you're crumping. You can step twice to the right. So you can be like, crump, dance, back to the crump, right? However you want to do it. But once you learn just the beginning foundation of some of the crump moves, some arm swings, some throws, some stomps, you can work that in, you know, according, like each level that I have that I teach, it would be different moves. Like for my intermediate advanced, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. And then for my younger students, you know, I just change it around and make it like the simple begin. But it was a series that we were doing where we were looking at crump dancing and the technique of that. So that's a good one. Then there's another one. It's called the swag walk. I go into after crump. And the swag walk is kind of like, it's another old dance. Just type in how to do the swag walk. And it's spelled S-W-A-G. It's just the walk going side to side and your arms kind of bouncing. And then when you swag it out, you kind of lean back and just let your arms, you know, kind of flail behind you. Another throwback Thursday move. Then I go into the muscle man, which is kind of like a pose dance, and you point to the right, point to the left, and then the stanky leg. Do the stanky leg, hey, do the stanky leg. When you got the ladder, I do, right? Another throwback move. So within the first verse, you have all those things you can work with. And again, you can just, if you don't know how to do the stanky leg, you just type it in. It's a simple dance where you kind of lean to one side and one leg is kind of rotating in a circle, called the stanky leg. And then the second verse, now second verse is not necessarily a throwback, but it is. But I wanted to work in a few popping, waving, gliding techniques. So on that one, it switches. It goes from just being social dances or dances with names that are, you know, throwback old school dances to the arm wave, right? So when it says wave left to right, wave like right to left. Before you do that, though, when you structure your class, I would say use the song, the 8-part wave to go over the technique of it, and the 12-part wave, just so you can get each body part, the knuckles, the fist, the wrist, going through the technique with your students. So then when you get to this song, when it says wave it right to left to right, you just go right into it. Bring it back. And you, what you want to hope to see is that what they did slow in the drills portion of your class, that they were able to pick it up and then do it faster now within the song form. Then it goes from that to the circle glide. That's another technique move on gliding. Just go to YouTube, do your searches, and type in how to do the circle glide. And again, these are some things before you do this song, you want to work on the gliding drills. Like, because if you have students that can glide, great. And if you have students that are like, I don't know what that is, then just go over the push-pull technique of the glide. And this one is a circle one. And then the final one is called the Fresno. Now, this one, when you go to YouTube and you search for this, just type in how to do the Fresno. And after it, put popping, P-O-P-P-I-N-G, Fresno, F-R-E-S-N-O. And you'll see on there, there's a certain, there's a shuffle of the feet where it's like right, left, you know, right, left, left, right, da-da, 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 da-da. Right. And your arms are popping. And it's normally when I do it, it's like opposite. So if my right foot is in front, my left arm is popping. And then I switch right and left foot. And then I double it up, left arm, right foot. So it's like right, left, double on the right and left, right. And you can also go to the side with that Fresno popping skill. All right. So again, in the second verse, you have your waving technique, your gliding technique, and you also have a popping technique called the Fresno. Those are worked in. And then in the chorus, you have throwback moves, Harlem Shake, stepping, clapping, Reebok rocking, and then in the first verse you have Crumping, Swag Walk, Muscle Man, and Stanky Leg. So those are all of the moves for my Throwback Thursday edition of the podcast. Hopefully this makes sense. Like I said, if you if there's any questions you have, feel free to shoot me a DM. Let me know. Would love to reach out and connect with you. Dance teachers, keep doing what you do, because what you do is important. Big shout out to you. May your classes be successful. May you connect with your students. And that's all I have to say. And your boy is out.